All right. I wish to greet you all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Blessing to be here with you all again today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you, Lord, this morning, and we thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy. Lord, we just thank you for all that you do for us. Father, we ask a prayer for Christine, Lord, and Brianna, Father. We just pray for them, Father, awaiting that time that comes to all of us, Father. Lord, we also want to thank, remember Mom, Lord, that you would be with her and give wisdom, Father, in decisions to be made. Lord, we just pray for her, Lord, and help her. Lord, again, we just thank you for all you do for us. Lord, fill us with your Spirit, Lord, and give us wisdom. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, Lord. You'd help us hear your words and apply them to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Appreciated the thoughts this morning and the songs. Yes, just kind of a reminder to all of us that, you know, if we're all going to die. You know, you hear everybody say that, but just the reminder of the reality of it, and to actually be mindful of it, that we're just here for a short while. Just thinking last night, you know, I'm 60 some years old, and it's just like life just is so, you know, I've heard it all my life how quick time passes, and you talk to anybody that's very old at all and they just can't believe how quickly they got. How did I get this old? You know, and it's just our life is truly but a vapor. It's here for a little while and then gone. And I just want to take the time to remind us of those things who knows, it's all in the Lord's hands, but basically, you know, to sit beside someone that's entering eternity, right there in front of you, they're passing, things are changing, and they're going to be into eternity now. And then during the week, there were just a couple of people that were very young, just entered eternity. And that's where we're all headed. And it's just very good for us to remember these things that, you know, it doesn't really matter what we accomplish or think we're accomplishing or what we think we are in this earth and what's going on, but it's how we enter eternity. It's how we live, and that determines how we die. And how we die is how we will live forever. And that's just something that it's good for us to be reminded of. The Lord is faithful to remind us of that daily. You know, just I've made a lot of friends through the years in the nursing homes, and it just almost seems like once a week there's one that's gone that I've been friends with, and make more friends, and another one goes and passes away, and it's just a constant changing thing. The landscape of life and death are those that are with us and those that are not. But it's death is not the end of all things. That's like we've talked about. It's just passing on. And may God help us to be of those that when our time is, that we belong to be with the Lord. We'll belong to be in His presence, and we'll fit there. We won't be a, you know, it won't be, you know, the things of earth that have got a hold on us, you know, that won't be there. You know, it's just going to be who we are when we stand before the Lord, and what we are, and do the things of God entice us? Do the things of God, and I'm not talking, you know, the physical things. I'm talking about the real things that the Lord wants for us. Are they what we're living for? And it's just, like I said, just a few thoughts on that. Let's open our Bibles to Romans chapter 15. Also want to comment a little bit on Brother Arthur's thoughts of being the salt of the earth and being the light is, and our purpose is to glorify God on the earth. You know, I think he touched on something that it's pretty easy for us to do, to fall into. You know, we do good things and we do nice things and we try to help people. But is it to bring glory to ourselves, or is it to bring glory to our Father? You know, I think a lot of times it's so easy to do things so people will think well of us. You know, it's just part of us that there's something in us that just gears everything that we do for ourselves. And, you know, and sometimes we'll make a choice whether we're going to do something good, and then we'll think, well, it's just for me anyway, so I won't do it. Well, that's not the right way either. The right way is to live to glorify the Father. You know, when we think of the life of Christ and the things that he said, how many times did he say, I didn't come to do my will, but I came to do the will of my Father, which is in heaven? He lived, Christ lived his life on this earth not to bring attention and glory to himself, but he lived on this earth to bring glory to the Father. And that always didn't fit all the molds, but he accomplished what he set out to do. And that should be our goal. Our goal is to glorify our Father, which is in heaven. And do the things that we do, not to lift us up, but to lift him up. And no, you know, I don't. It's kind of difficult. You know, we say, "Well, I'm doing this for the Father, so God gets the glory." You know, and it's we can fall into just saying those things, but knowing that we're getting some credit out of this too. You know, so I think it just takes a willingness to let God have the glory. We've said a few weeks ago, you know, it's amazing what people can do when they don't care who gets credit for the things that we can accomplish. You know, and that's in all things, that's the purpose. But if we don't really care, if we do right for the sake of doing right, if we do right for bringing God glory, whether we get credit for it or not, you know, that helps us get past. Of course, there's going to be times there is credit shared, and you know, but it's still our purpose is to bring glory to God. And we look at Jesus and his life, and whenever he healed someone, you know, or did something, he always turned it. Don't look at me. This power is not from me, it comes from the Father. And to have that not just in a humble appearing expression, but to have that in, that is our goal, and that is our heart, to glorify God. appreciated those thoughts. And just Christ came to do the will of the Father, and that's our purpose. And this Romans chapter 15, where I want to begin reading here. I just thought of a verse, or just the verse across the page in 14:17. It says, "For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." In the Holy Spirit. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. You know, we're talking about eternity, enter an eternity. The kingdom of God is right here within us now. And it's only what we have that is a part of that that will pass through the veil of death, that lit to live. It's not, you know, our thoughts are eating and drinking and taking care of ourselves and doing, there again, taking care of ourselves. But Jesus, or the Bible says here, it says, but righteousness and peace and joy. You know, we think of peace and joy as being something maybe is selfish that we have. You know, because we're happy. We have peace. We're at rest. The world's in turmoil. And so whenever we have peace, a lot of times there's a lot of the movements, you know, that are in the world are people that have, we tend to feel guilty whenever good things happen. And a lot of the people in the world, that they've grown up with all kinds of just being spoiled. And so they protest and fight against all of those things. But there's nothing wrong with having peace and joy. We shouldn't feel guilty about those things. We should recognize them and praise the Lord for them and try to share that with other people. Try to offer that. You know, it's just like, that's why I think God gives us things. And is not to belittle, but to use those things to bring glory to God. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy. And that's, I think that those are eternal things. You know, I think that's one of the things that I used to think about quite a bit, is just having a mind on eternity, a mind of eternity. You know, just what that means. And that's righteousness. And you know, we hear that word, and that word is just so polluted, because a lot of times this righteousness that we think we, you know, we're obeying all the rules and we're doing all the right things, and we're just doing so well, and we begin to get proud of ourselves. And that's not the righteousness that he's talking about. The righteousness is doing these things that bring glory to God. And then it goes with what we're going to read here in verse 15. It says, "Now we who are strong ought to bear the weaknesses of those without strength, and not just to please ourselves." And I think that this kind of encompasses righteousness, but it separates real righteousness from some self-righteousness or some phony righteousness, some religious righteousness. You know, most people who are righteous, self-righteous, religious, boy, they're pretty quick to look down on others that aren't where they're at. You know, there's a lot of churches and they have rules and regulations, and the premise of the regulations and the rules is so that, you know, to bring people up to so that people will be able to live in them in a right way. But I think one of the secret things is that if everybody has to live a certain way and they just bring, then I don't have to make a decision to be patient with someone that isn't where I'm at. And it kind of, it keeps us from exercising real righteousness. You know, if we think of Jesus and the life he lived, he could have looked down on all of us. He could have been critical. He could have been impatient. He could have been hard. And it would have been right for him to. But we who have learned better and been taught better, or maybe have more ability to do some things, maybe have more mental capacities than other people, and then to look down on them because we feel like we've accomplished something. The very premise of trying to force someone to where we're at goes against what this verse is teaching. Now we who are strong ought to bear the infirmities of those without strength. To bear the weaknesses of those without strength. You know, in most cases, or in a lot of cases, the strong are the ones who cannot tolerate anybody who's not as strong as they are. And they look upon that as something that's good, that they're separating themselves from all of those bad things. But the very opposite is what God is trying to get us to see. You know, it's not my keeping all the rules and making sure we're going to pass all this stuff right on down the row. And so we're going to force everybody to do this, because the reality is I'm not strong enough to bear with your weaknesses. I'm not strong enough to be able to tolerate you being weaker than I am. And that's not, in reality, a stronger person. It's the weaker person. And that's why we have so much religion, and why it's kept on a level like that. Now the strong are able to bear with those who are weaker. Not in a condescending or a looking down on, but actually to be there on their level. To listen. To be patient. I mean, you know, we're going to be judged by how we judge others. And boy, I want to be judged. The way I want to be judged is I want the Lord to be patient with me. I want the Lord to hear me. I want the Lord to listen. I want to reflect the Lord's mercy and grace to others. And that's the way I want the Lord. I mean, we want that from the Lord. Now, we who are strong and ought to bear with the infirmities. You know, sometimes this one of these verses talks about, well, in verse it talks about how Jesus bore our weaknesses or bore our infirmities. You know, whenever he was up there on the cross, he was crucified between two thieves. You know, the passerby, the normal people passing by, just saw three criminals hanging up there on that cross. They didn't see Jesus or a righteous man there. They just saw three criminals. He bore the shame of just being a plain old criminal. He wasn't that, oh, wait a minute, wait, everybody look. You know, I'm not with these guys. He humbled himself to be right with those guys, with those other people. He wasn't worried about his appearance to, does this look holy? Does this look righteous? we don't want to make this excuse, so we can just go to the bars and drink it up, live it up, just so we don't, you know, we want to be with the crowd. That's not what he's talking about here. This is talking about humbling yourself from your holy high position and being right there to being able to be put in with the thieves, even though you're not one. Because that's the place that the Father put you. And that's what Jesus had prayed, not my will, but thine be done. And that will turned out to be being crucified the next day, hung in between two thieves. The thought that the appearance that had to be associated with thieves. It took a strong man to be able to still talk to those thieves in a kind way whenever one of them said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. They both mocked him for a while, and then one of them finally said, why don't you heal us? Why don't you set us free if you're who they say they are? And the other one said the same, cast the same in his teeth. And then after a while, the other one said, just remember me when you come into your kingdom. Have mercy on me. Nobody liked to have the appearance of all of that. And he had to go beyond himself. He had to die to himself to get to that place. We're so quick to be intolerant of somebody who's not where we're at, or where we think we're at, and that's the problem. It's usually where we think we're at. You know, but if we go in and we think we're the low one on the pole, I'm just ready to do whatever needs done. I'm just ready to be whatever I need to be. If it good, bad, whatever, I'm just ready to be right there. Then we can bring some glory to God instead of ourselves. But so often, you know, that's why we're so impatient with other people. They're not doing it right. They're goofing off. They're messing around. They're doing all these other things. Well, we're looking at all of them, and what we're truly thinking of ourselves is, yep. You know, we wouldn't say this, or wouldn't think it actually, but that's actually what we're portraying. That they're just not very smart, or they're just not very wise, or they just don't know any better, or they're just being arrogant, or they're just being whatever, and we can just make the whole list to justify ourselves. Because we're trying to protect ourselves. I mean, to bear with those who are strong. Now, you who are strong ought to bear with the weaknesses of those without strength. Like I said, a lot of times it's those who think they're strong are the ones who are without strength. And so sometimes we have to bear with their weaknesses just as well. Be patient. Not so that we'll get a bunch of credit out of it, because a lot of times, you know, that's not going to happen. But so that we can do the will of the Father, which is in heaven. You know, I told people, you know, before, the perfect church isn't where everyone is perfect. The perfect church is where there's people with real problems. And, you know, there's some just say, come as you are, and the Lord will just take you however you are. And that's not what we're saying. We're not saying you just continue to be however you want to be. There's a change that happens. But there's still people that we still have baggage. We still have things that we've got to deal with. And sometimes the Lord leaves those things right in the middle of us to see not what they will do with those problems, but what will you do with those problems? Will you let You know, and it, like I said, we roll our eyes, say, oh, that's just him. You know, and there we are again on the other side of being patient. We're dealing with it, but we're dealing with it because they're an inconvenience to me. And so I just roll my eyes and think, oh, that's them. That's not bearing with someone else's weaknesses. You know, sometimes people just, we know how they're going to do, and we've tried to share with them sometimes, and it just nothing changed. So the way you don't bear with it is, well, we just need to deal with them. We'll just kick them out because they're causing, you know, it's just causing too many problems. But that's not bearing with their weaknesses. You know, we've all got weaknesses. We've all got issues. Some of us can hide them a little better than others, but we all have them. We all have them. And, you know, if we're not able to hide ourselves as well as some others, you know, it doesn't mean that we don't have the same problem the others do. Some of us just know how to hide them better. But the real issue is what we do when we see it in someone else. Most of the time we see something in someone else that we just hate, it's because that is a reflection of ourselves. And all that we're doing is seeing ourselves, and we hate what we see, so we kick it back onto that other person and decide we're going to hate them a while. Because we see ourselves in others. Some of it we love, a lot of it we hate. So instead of being intolerant with the other person, why don't we just let that reflection of ourselves say, wait a minute, I don't want to be like that. I would rather reflect the Father. I would rather reflect God than just reflect back an ugly reflection of myself. Because that's what we're actually reflecting. That's the will we're trying to portray instead of doing the will of the Father. The will of the Father is when we see something we don't like in others, look and make sure it's not what we see in ourselves. And if it is, be doubly patient with that other person. If we want to have the mercy and patience and forgiveness from the Lord that we would have. That's the beautiful way it should work. It's not usually the way it does. It usually winds up with a big row or a big uprising or a big problem. And somebody has to go, you know, somebody has to leave because we can't resolve those things. Now, we who are strong ought to bear the weakness of those who are without strength, and not just please ourselves. That's the root of the whole problem there, isn't it? Whenever we can't bear with someone else's problems or weaknesses, it's because we're trying to please ourselves instead of the Lord. We've just had it up to here. We can't take no more. Because it's hard for me. It's difficult for me. What did Jesus do? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You know, there again, we can say that in a self-righteous attitude. But what we're looking here is to be a righteous man or a righteous woman, a a godly man or a godly woman who's the bottom of it all, no matter what we're going through, there's still joy and peace. Nobody can take our joy and peace away from us unless we let them. And if we're letting them, we're failing. We're giving up something that God didn't want us to give up. We're leaving our righteousness, and it's turning into something selfish and ugly. And boom, there goes our joy. There goes our peace. Because our joy and peace was just there because we were trying to please ourselves. That which is real, that which is having joy and peace amid whatever we're going through, and being able to reflect the Father and be there, be what He wants us to be, no matter what we go through. Praise the Lord, Thy will be done. And then we have that joy and peace. That's something real. And don't ever give that up for a little bit of selfish satisfaction or selfish justification or selfish whatever. We can live in joy and peace no matter what we go through. Keep the will of the Father in mind. Our time on earth is an opportunity to live with a bunch of people that won't be in the kingdom of God. And it's how, and that's what brings out the opportunities for us to enter the kingdom of God. You know, if we were in a perfect place and never got bothered, we could all be saints, couldn't we? We'd find a way to mess it up, but basically we could all pretend for a long time. But whenever you got to really, the rubber hits the road and some issues come up, and we've got to really choose whether I'm going to be in the kingdom of God or I'm just out for myself. Thy will be done. Where our purpose is to glorify our Father which is in heaven, not just make our way easy. May the Lord add His blessing to His words. Do you want to have anything you'd like to share?
Singing in Aurora, Mount Vernon, the COVID
thing. Okay. All right. Remember those mentioned in prayer? May the Lord help us to glorify our Father in heaven. Lord willing, we'll meet back here at 6 as well. God bless you all and depart in peace.